You ready? Here we go. Z7
Nick. All right now, Boxy, Nick and I have got a little surprise for you. We have been trying so hard to get this wonderful guest on our show.
Oh dear.
She got us through a lot last year. We talked about her an awful lot on our show. And she's also competed in Dancing with the Stars. And she's on the show to give you some tips, because this is your second time, the wonderful Carol Baskin!
Carol Baskin? Wow!
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Hi, Carol!
Hello. Your second time, is that true?
It is. Yes. So, Carol, I competed in Dancing with the Stars 14 years ago, and we're doing an all-star version where we're coming back to do it. But you're right. You just did it.
It was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I was going to give you some advice to just buy all the dancing tape you can possibly find and wrap your feet now.
I've got blisters all over my skin. I've got raw skin around my feet, Carol. It's horrible, isn't it? When you go from no dancing, were you a dancer? Did you ever do dancing as a kid?
No, this was the first time I had ever danced.
Wow. And how did you go?
I was so bad at it.
No, you were good. I watched a little bit of it online. You were great.
The costumes were
great. The costumes were good.
How did you go, Carol? Where did you place in the end?
I was out by the third episode.
Okay, no, that's better than
first. Let's go first.
Wow, Carol, this is such a surprise. The boys have surprised me. Now, we did, as Fev said, we were obsessed last year with obviously
the
Tiger King documentary. I hope you don't mind me bringing that up, but it just took Australia by storm, and fascinating. I mean, how has that changed your life? Like, do people talk to you about that every day? Are you able to get away from it?
64 million households, Boxy.
Wow.
Watched.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And, you know, I'm really thankful that it came during COVID-19 because I couldn't go anywhere anyway. So the few times, you know, like going back and forth to my home and work on my bike, I get mobbed every time I try to do that. But if I had to have like a real life during that year, that would have been really difficult, I think.
Yes.
There we go. Some positives from coronavirus. What dance did you enjoy the most? What did you find easiest and what did you find most difficult?
The Viennese waltz was really me because my grandmother had taught me to walk with books on my head and I loved, you know, that smooth sailing around. I was horrible at the Paso Doble and the Samba, which were very bouncy and marchy kind of things. Mm. But I really loved the Viennese waltz. How about you? Which one did you love?
Well, I really loved the salsa. And I really disliked the cha-cha. And, Carol, they've got me dancing the cha-cha first up. So I think they knew the degree of difficulty and they upped it. So did you – because the cha-cha, I was a bit of a clip-clopper. And they like that feet, you know, never lift your feet off the floor. But I instinctively –
you've got to glide on air.
I'm a trotter. How'd you go with the cha-cha?
I didn't do the cha-cha.
Oh, there you go. Oh. There you go. You were lucky.
Dodged it.
My favourite box is Argentinian tango.
That was
a great dance. Now, Carol, I'm going to go here, and I hope you don't mind. Now, Joe Exotic, have you spoke to him at all? Has he spoke to you since he's been in the clink?
You know, people would be surprised to know that I never spoke to Joe before.
Yeah.
Wow. Ever. So, no, we haven't spoken.
Carol, if there was another show, another reality show you could go on, what would you pick and why?
You know, I don't watch reality shows, so I don't know, but we're this close to signing a deal to do our own reality show about the work that we do here at the sanctuary, as far as like how we expose the people that are abusing animals and then bring in law enforcement and then get the animals into decent sanctuaries. So that's the reality show I plan to be in. But as far as like any that are currently in play, I never watched them, so I wouldn't know the names of them. Okay. I had never heard of Stars before I was on that.
Wow. I mean, Carol, so much has happened to you in a 12-month period from, you know, in terms of Australia, there's a lot of obscurity. Like, we didn't know your story. And now, and because I'm ill-prepared for this, I didn't know we were talking to you. I'm sure there are, at the moment, movies being made about you. And I remember rumours coming up of who might play you. Now, someone may have been cast already, but who would you like to play you if a movie was made of your life?
If I were going to choose somebody, I would say Meryl Streep is probably more my age and my personality.
Yeah, I could see that,
just
actually.
Just go to the top. Why not? Just straight to the top.
Multiple Oscar winner,
yeah,
I believe.
Just Meryl.
Good call.
Just quickly, any misconceptions, just while we've got this moment and Australians can hear from you, what was the biggest misconception from that documentary series that you would love to set the record straight on?
Well, it took them 7 hours to weave the lies that they told, so it would take me way longer to unravel it.
Good answer.
That online at bigcatrescue.org/Netflix, and we go through the whole series minute by minute. Here's what you were seeing, and here's what was the truth behind the scenes.
Carol,
so figure that out from there.
Netflix went to you for season 2 of The Tiger King, and you rejected that. Why was that?
I had worked with them for 5 years because they said they were working on the equivalent of Blackfish for big cats. Did you guys see Blackfish there?
No.
No.
Is that the SeaWorld one?
About orcas and SeaWorld, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was going to expose how these big cats are mistreated in captivity and how it's causing their extinction in the wild. That was what we were sold on for 5 years. And so when Tiger King was being teased before it came out on Netflix, we actually contacted the producers and we were like, who's working on that film? Because you said Joe Exotic was about 5 minutes of your show. Oh. And all of a sudden they didn't want to talk to us anymore. And so we sat through the entire thing like everybody else did and were just horrified at what they had done. And so when they came back to me and said, you know, we'd like to clear the air, I said, lose my number.
Gosh, let's see what they do to Harry and Meghan if they did that to you. Thank you so much for your time, Carol Baskin, and the tips for Dancing with the Stars. You did provide us with a lot of entertainment last year. So thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, it's hard enough in life because there are people you got to look out for. First, you got to look out for parking inspectors. You've got to be good at your parking.
Yep.
You've got to look out for police officers, obviously. You've got to make sure you're always doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now safety officers because of COVID, and you've got to make sure you've got your mask on and you're standing half a meter and a half away from people. There's security guards. But now, Melbourne, there's also...
Bin cups, making all the rules. If your bin's full, they won't empty it for you.
What? There are bin police. They're going to crack down on Melbourne's recycling habits. Now, at the
moment... Are they going to tase you? Like a big...
I'm speaking specifically about the Yarra Council at the moment. So this is inner city rubbish bins. That includes Collingwood, Fitzroy, Richmond. What's happening is because we're the rise of online shopping, we were all at home last year. Lots of people are getting lots of cardboard because you're getting things delivered to you and they've got cardboard. So we're all doing the right thing by recycling the cardboard and putting it in the correct bin. But the bin cops are not going to cop. You're not flattening your boxes. Now collection crews are going to carry the bin cops. They're going to walk around, and if they see any lids that are up, so you know when you're trying to squash it in?
Yeah, you stand on it.
If your bin is not sitting flat, they are going to put a tag on. They're not going to take it away. They want you to flatten your boxes. And I've got an issue with this. One, boxes are actually quite hard to flatten. I'm not a particularly strong person. I've got to have a Stanley knife on hand. Well, that's dangerous with small kids running around. I'm really struggling with flattening boxes.
You know what's extra hard to flatten? 48 stubbies. You can't do it. I don't care how hard you stand on them. They're staying that shape. The cardboard. It's not just cardboard in there. It's bottles as well. What do you want people to do?
I know, but also there's this. This is, we talked about this last year because in my area we've got now 3 bins, and I don't know whether this has happened all over Melbourne yet. I don't think you guys have got this.
No,
I've now got
a few boxes in your house too.
No, it's a food bin. So in my kitchen, and it's the ugliest thing ever. But whatever, I'm doing the right thing.
Really,
you've
got to
have this little small bin on your kitchen bench,
so
and that's where you put all your food scraps. So that's a tiny bin. So you're taking that out to the bins every day. And now my general waste goes every second week. So, I mean, when you've got nonstop nappies in your house, you've got nappy bin sticks around for 2 weeks because they won't take that weekly. I mean, look.
Give you some advice, Boxy.
Yeah.
Do you want some advice?
Is this got to do with bin dumping?
Hungy.
So
all you do is fill your bin up. Your green one, the little one that always comes first. So that comes every week. Just fill it up to when you can. Obviously, recycle goes in your blue bin, but if you if you the green waste. One, yeah, general waste is getting a little bit over. Just pop it up to the blue one till that gets to the end, and then dump it in your neighbours, and then the neighbours catch on or theirs get full. Dump it in other bins.
Wait, bin cups. There is no, there is an update to this. They are now going to crack down on bin dumpers.
CCTV footage, if they catch you,
you're going to get fined for dumping it in other people's bins.
Oh, sorry.
This is a bin disaster.
Sorry, I'm trying to get rid of rubbish. Rubbish is rubbish. It goes in the bin. It doesn't matter whose bin it is. It's all going to the same frigging place. Frustrates me. You can dump it anywhere. Can't you, Nick? Come with me!
I refuse to be an accomplice in terrible bin crimes.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks.
101.9 The Fox.
The two biggest things in my life at the minute, Fifi and Fev, would be the Wiggles and my son Charlie just talking heaps. He's gone from he had a few words, but in the last 2 months he's just kicked off and he's putting sentences together. And if
what Lucia, age are we talking? He's two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half. So if my wife Lucia and I are talking about stuff, he'll occasionally just repeat something we've said to one another. And but he loves the Wiggles and he loves a chat. And his favourite character on the Wiggles is the pirate named Captain Feathersword. Oh.
Captain Feathersword, he loves to dance. He will show you how. Captain Feathersword, he loves to dance. I will show you.
That is played 1,500 times in my house today, so thanks, Josiah.
Just, you're welcome.
To hear it again.
To work. Well
to
done.
Hear it again. He loves that song. And yesterday, my wife told me, she came home and she was very embarrassed. They were walking down the street near our place, Lucia and Charlie, and a man has come out of a doctor's office where he has clearly had a procedure on one of his eyes. The man has an eye patch, and Charlie said, "Mum, Captain Feathersword! Mum, a pirate! Captain Feathersword!" And Luch was, she said she was wiping something off his face and just trying to cover his mouth. He was pushing it away. "Mum, you're out of your mind. There, Captain Feathersword is there, right there, the eye patch and all. That man is a pirate and he's my favourite pirate." He would not stop saying pirate. Yeah, Fee.
Do you know what? See, Nick, you're getting into this stage because Charlie's your first, but what you're about to realise, and particularly I reckon from, so Charlie's about 2.5 till about 5, you can't reason with kids. No. And this is because now we live in this politically correct world. It's just getting worse and worse because children don't understand those nuances, and oh, nor shouldn't they, to be honest.
Does he have to apologise?
Well, no,
is Charlie cancelled?
No, he won't be cancelled. But I can think of times. I remember we were on a plane once, and there was a particularly large gentleman at the end of the row, and Trixie was in the middle. And he was just, he was tall. He was
Why's
just
Fev got two seats?
Big unit.
No, it wasn't you, Fev, but it was just, you know, a big guy. Yeah. And he's allowed to be big. And,
big bloke's
going around. But you can't stop you can't stop Trixie, who might have been 3 at the time, going, "Mummy, look how big that man is." Mm. Now, and you cringe inside because you think, oh, gosh, I hope that didn't offend him. But kids will offend or insult or embarrass
you. No filters,
you.
Boxy.
Yes.
Like some
what about
adults.
You, Fev? Well, I was going to say,
mate,
see,
my kids, I've embarrassed myself plenty, but my kids, oh, they often say, like, I've got tattoos on my stomach, and they all used to be the girls' names, and they all used to be very small. And we were swimming in the pool one day in Yarrawonga, and I had just been announced coach, so I had all the young blokes come over, and Lenny said, "Dad, why is our tattoos got bigger on your stomach?" Well, obviously, because I'm fatter, mate. You don't need to say that in front of everyone. The bloke in Yarrawonga is the same as Nick. His nickname's Patch because he's got one eye and he's got a Captain Feathersword patch on.
Oh.
And Lulu just went straight up, "What's wrong with your eye?" I'm like, oh, man, can't say that to people.
See, I know.
But they've got no filter. So what do you do?
This is the area we're in, Nicole from Chernside Park.
So if I ran out boxing with Charlie and was like, "There's Captain Feathersword," won't accept that.
But, well, funnily enough, I think you could get away with it. I reckon Fev, I'd love with the kids.
Pirate!
You never mean to hurt people's feelings, Fev. So Nicole from Chernside Park. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What did one of your kids say?
Oh, I could literally write a book, honestly, but my son, I think he was like 3 at the time, we're in church, and he turns around to this elderly lady and she's gushing over him, and he goes, "Why is your neck so stretchy?" Oh my God, it was so embarrassing. She goes, what was that deer? And I was like, don't worry. It was very embarrassing.
No, Nicole, I can even remember when Trixie was little and we were talking to some lady and she was an older lady. And I remember Trixie pointing at all the, like, you know, all the age spots on her hand going, what are all these spots? Because it's just a kid question.
Oh, Charlie constantly, when we put sunscreen on him, he grabs it and puts it on me. He goes, "Daddy, moles, many moles."
Or the old people, like my kids always, why have they got big ears?
Yeah.
Because the older people always have big ears. They don't stop growing. When you get older, they just grow.
Thanks,
how do you explain
Nicole.
That to a kid?
Jamie in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Jamie. Now, this was your nephew said something.
Yes. So my nephew said to my husband, "You have a fat tummy, so you're going to die."
Oh, jeez. Grim. How did the husband handle that?
He just stood there in shock and was like, "Okay." And then my sister was like, "You don't say that. That's not nice."
I mean, that's the other thing, the other element about this. And that's how we teach our kids, inappropriate and appropriate.
Yeah.
But also sometimes they're truth bombs we need to hear.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I wonder if anyone, saying that about your husband, Jamie, that came out wrong. But sometimes it is just a fact.
I think one of my nieces, I think it was Penny, or when Alex was pregnant with Toby, "Are you pregnant too, Uncle Brendan?" Thanks, mate. Thanks,
Michelle,
buddy.
You were just Geelong.
No wonder he plays COD all the time. As soon as he takes headphones off, he's just getting roasted in the house. I just got to keep those ears filled with other noises.
I do my fair share.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Michelle. Was this one of your kids?
Yes, with my daughter. We were walking down the street and there was a lady standing there smoking. So she stopped and pointed at her, screwed up her face and said, "Mummy, that lady's smoking, that's disgusting."
Oh.
And it was just, and I was trying to keep pushing them along, but
was
pointing, saying how disgusting it was this lady was smoking.
The lady,
she was right.
Yeah, the lady was really cool about it.
She's of course. She's punching a dart. Quite relaxed.
Thanks, Michelle. Alicia from Wyndham Vale. Alicia, what was said by a kid?
My son Jasper was 6 years old, and we took him to the supermarket, and he saw this lady with a full burqa, and he yells out, "Hey, Mum, that lady's from Star Wars!" And everyone turned and looked. And she was good about it, but oh my gosh, I was so embarrassed.
Are we allowed to laugh?
As long as she laughed. I mean, they're kids. This is the thing.
I know, but
are
we allowed to laugh at that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't if I were you, but anyway.
Yeah,
thank you, Alicia.
I'm laughing at the kid. Ha, ha, ha. God.
What happened, Alicia?
Laughed and she was fine with it.
Oh, good on
there
her.
We go.
Yeah,
she saw the funny
good
side.
Sport, good sport.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We've got a little slight medical type of emergency happening here in the studio at the moment. A lot of parents might relate to this. School doesn't go back tomorrow for my daughter Trixie, going into grade two already. But so she's coming to work with me today and her tooth is hanging on.
One of her little baby teeth
is hanging on.
I'll fix it.
No. See, Trixie just really didn't want you to do that. We've got all the blood tissues here. We know it's going to go. And Fev has offered a number of times to rip it out
and
for her.
And we said, you can't jump a punch a child, Fev.
Trixie, it'd be easy. All I've got to do is get a little bit of string and I'll put it towards that door and then you stand there and I'll quickly shut it and it'll be out.
No.
Are you sure? Okay, we'll do it.
You know the worst bit? I always thought, you know what I'd love to be? I'd love to be a paramedic. You know, you get to help people out. You're doing the good thing. Yes. I see a child's tooth wobbly and I'm like, oh, I'm going to spew. I need a bucket. I'm going to be sick.
I'm her mum. I'm not. This is not my area. And every time she sort of like pokes it out with her tongue, I go, no.
What did you do when you were younger, Boxy? Like, did you just let it fall out naturally or
absolutely.
Do you play with it?
Absolutely. See, no.
Trish is playing with it now.
Yeah, see, just feet. Like,
Sorry, yeah. What was that?
Let it fall out naturally.
She does
she
have
wants
a mouthful
to let
of tissues.
It fall out naturally.
Glad you got that. Well, when I was younger, Jason and I used to go righto when the tooth was ready to go. You'd because you know those old fashioned doors with the wooden knob. You'd tie it to that, get a string, and you'd sit there on the bed and you'd do a countdown. And the the build-up. Like, you're like, if you didn't want it to happen, but you wanted it to happen. It was
if you're the brother.
You're sick. And, mate, you'd tease. You'd like half open the door, half shut it. And then you go, whack. And then it goes out and it's gone. Like, there's no pain.
You just traumatised a 7-year-old. Trixie just heard that. That is scared. No.
If I was the brother doing that, I'd be counting down from 50 or something.
Yeah. Really? 100%.
Yes. Do you remember, Nick?
No, I was always let it fall out. I had a few loose unit cousins. Yeah, the shed door. I had one cousin that tied it to the door himself and then kicked the door. Sorry, Trixie. You don't have to do it, Trixie.
Yeah, But the best thing is, Trixie, the tooth fairy comes, leaves money. The quicker the tooth comes out, the quicker you got cash.
Cash. You need cash dollars. You're going back to school tomorrow.
Yeah, but hang on. I just heard.
You can't buy anything at school.
What?
What about the canteen?
Yeah. Canteen? Don't you have a school canteen?
Don't usually get that.
No, you don't get that.
Usually get that voice.
She doesn't get cash. She uses mum's black Amex. She's what?
Sandra in South Morang. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Oh, we're better now, Sandra. The tooth's out. I'm very relieved.
Oh, that's great.
Now, what about you? Do you do some DIY dentistry at home?
Oh, definitely. Everybody knows if they need a tooth yanked out, they come to me. Put the fingers around the tooth and give it a good old pull.
Bang. Oh, easy. Sandra! Well done, Sandy.
Just kidding.
I've got the sweaty palms.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
Pull it out. I've got 3 children. One's almost 18 and the youngest one's 12, so I've probably pulled out, I don't know, about 50 in their time.
Bang.
Will any of them become dentists, you think, Sandra?
No, no, definitely
She's
not.
Like, nah.
Are you good, out of interest, Sandra, are you good with a splinter as well?
Oh, yeah. Anything
I can't do splinters.
Vomit. I could do anything except vomit.
I might just get your number, actually, Sandra. You could come in handy. I'm not good at some of this stuff.
I reckon Sandra sounds like she'll just have a crack. What do you need? Double bypass, all right. Get us a saw. I'll figure this out in the backyard.
It's so sad, though, Box. You got to think, like, that tooth will never come back. Your baby just lost another baby tooth.
Come on, let's not make it sad and gross.
No, that's what I always think. When their teeth fall out, I'm like, oh, my God, they're growing up. They're getting older. Like, that tooth's gone forever.
Yeah, I know. What's more concerning, though, is how much the tooth fairy delivers to your house for your girls. You just told Trixie, and she's like,
it's not our fault.
I know. Courtney in Williamstown. Hey, Court.
Hello. How you going?
Good, Court. What are you, how was your DIY dentistry?
I thought Bev might like this one. My dad's a very country down and out sort of guy. He used to use garden pliers.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, garden pliers. What? Yeah.
Like a little pair of pliers on our really wobbly ones.
Yeah, nothing like that. Just get it around, bang, yank.
There is. Yeah. Just a bit of time. Yeah, they'll come out. You don't need pliers.
You don't, Nick. I'm with you. Yeah. They will come out.
Did you give up the passwords? That sounds like he's trying to get information out of you.
Jade in Cranbourne North. Hey, Jade.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jade. What kind of DIY dentistry is going down in your family?
My mum's partner, his teeth fell out at some stage and he ended up crafting his own using PVC piping.
Hold on.
He's made his own implants.
Yeah, just made his own. I never noticed until one day my mum made a joke and he just kind of popped them out. And I thought, what's going on here?
I mean, what's very impressive about that? It's one thing to make the tooth. How did he get it in there, though? Like, nailed it into his mouth?
I really don't know. I don't know if somehow he just kind of jammed them in or he made some kind of support structure. He's very good at DIY and I guess he just took it dental.
Glued him to a mouth guard. He's got two normal teeth and the rest are lined grain.
I don't even know.
Okay, that's quite impressive.
Very good.
And Daniel in Airport West. Daniel, DIY dentistry.
All right, you can't beat the good old-fashioned flick of the tooth, and you just got to be careful not to send it down the back of the throat.
Oh.
But my favourite was we got my son, and he was about 4 or 5 at the time. We tied some dental floss around his tooth and the other end to a Nerf gun and just shot the bullet out and popped it out.
Brilliant. At least it's fun.
I don't know
The next one I want to try is with a remote control car. Same way, tie the string on. And just press go and let it fly.
Yep, that is smart.
Daniel, were there tears? Were they crying?
Oh, a little bit at the start, just before we loaded the bullet in the gun, but after it popped out, he was fine.
Mate, tears of joy for being the coolest kid ever.
Yeah,
sounds amazing.
You sit there and you'd be like horrified at the start, going, ah, and then once you go, right, I'm about to shoot it, like, you're like, whoa, and then when it got shot and you watch the bullet go with your tooth hanging off, sick!
The remote control car was actually how they took my appendix out. Same thing.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We have an issue, Nick, Fev, on the show, and I imagine it'll get better over time.
Uh-oh.
I hate to walk
out. Oh, no, I walk out. Like, this is what I walk out in
the
break.
Don't leave the studio, mate. How many times have I told you that? As soon as you leave, we pounce.
And it's about you, Nick.
What's happened?
Well, and I don't want you to, I don't want you to get down about this, because we'll work on it, and we've got all sorts of things that we're trying to manage. You are Nick Cody. You are a wonderful stand-up comedian in this country.
You think I'm going to fall for this positive, 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 here it comes, bang, negative.
Okay. Well, it's about traction. And at the moment, we've got billboards out there. We couldn't be putting you out there more, Nick Cody. But
I'm telling people who you're working with. Because people would come up to me and go, who do you work with on the Fox? Like people that don't live in Melbourne.
Mm.
And I used to say Fifi Box. I never said Byron because I didn't know who he was. But now I'm just trying. No, they didn't. I always say, oh, Fifi Box. And they go, oh, who else? I said, ah, just us two. Now I'm like, oh, another guy, Nick Cody. I'm trying to slip it in there. And people are like, yeah, we know Nick Cody. I'm like, yes, getting some traction.
Why are you whispering it?
And
Fifi Box and Nick Cody.
We've had a couple of awkward moments on air, like last week when we spoke to our good friend Amy Shark. Thanks, Ames.
Thanks, Eve. Thanks, Bev.
No worries, Ames.
I mean, that was slightly awkward.
She's busy.
Then we had one of our... We had
flat out. I'm not going to tell her off.
One of our wonderful Alpha Bucks contestants.
Oh, thank you so much, Fox and Fifi and Bev. Thank you.
No worries. You're welcome.
But
nothing makes Fev happier, by the way.
wait for it.
Okay. So that they're people who aren't in our team. But when members of our team don't know who you are, it is a bit of a problem. You aren't aware of this because you're outside the studio. But a little earlier in the show, our wonderful newsreader, James Lake,
gets everything right.
He is smart. He's across everything in the world.
Switched on. As well.
And then this happened.
Cloudy Thursday in Melbourne. It should stay dry, though, with a top of 18. Tomorrow, overcast as well, and 21. And don't miss your chance to win with Fifi, Fev and Bucks. Bridges tunes.
Bucks?
I think you meant to say Alpha Bucks. He's just a... Just
Fifi, Fev and Bucks.
James, I'm not sure what happened. I don't even think you knew you did it.
I didn't even know I'd done it. And it's not the fact that there's giant Fifi Feather Nick sign right in front of me.
Yeah.
I was so confused with Alpha Bucks moving out of there and Bridger Bucks or Bridger Tunes or Nick Tunes.
Who the guy with the red hair is in the studio.
This guy in the
I'm so sorry, Nick.
That's all right. No worries, Steve.
Fifi Bucks.